Chol of Yisrael, and what Rav Moshe says about Chol of Yisrael. So, to the best of my understanding, to the best of my knowledge, the Torah tells us that we have to eat kosher, right? Next. We know that milk that comes from a kosher animal is kosher. Clear? Clear. Now, we know that in ancient times, people had a farm. They'd have, let's say, a camel and a donkey and the sheep and cows, and they'd milk their animals. So if you're a non-Jewish person and you have all kinds of non-kosher milk in your farm also, you have your donkey's milk and you have your camel's milk and you have whatever other milk is there, so it's pretty tempting to take a little bit of milk and mix it in, just like today you buy milk in Israel. You think the milk is 100% milk? There's a certain amount of water in that milk. Anyone that comes in here from any other, from Russia, from Europe, they all say the milk here is watered down. So I believe them. You think the wine here is wine? The wine here, they put in water. So once upon a time, they used to put in all kinds of milk. If you can make an extra buck, why should you waste your camel's milk and your donkey's milk? So Chazal made a gzera. Chazal made an institution. They said that when it comes to buying milk products, when you want to buy milk specifically from a non-Jew, it's not enough that you know the non-Jew has a good farm, and ordinarily we have pasakum. We used to buy all kinds of food from the non-Jew when we knew the ingredients. Meaning this concept of having a hechsher is a new concept. Paspalta, right. So if you had a baker and you knew what he was putting, thank you. If you had a baker and you knew what he was putting in the bread, so you didn't have to worry about it. So in Europe to this day, a lot of what people eat is based on their knowledge of what goes into it. People buy Black Label, Johnny Walker, right? People buy schnapps, and everyone drank it until recently. I don't know if people still do, but the last I checked, the good frum Jews and their kiddush would serve all kinds of schnapps. What's it called in English? Whiskey? Without a hechsher, because everyone knew. Someone had checked it out, and they knew it was kosher. But Chazal said when it came to milk, they said you can't buy milk unless you actually have a Jew there standing and watching it being milked and ensuring that this milk is kosher milk, because there was too much hanky-panky going around. Till here we're all together. So Chazal made a rabbinic institution that one may only drink Chol of Yisrael, milk that was watched by a Jew or milked by a Jew, either or, to ensure that it's really kosher milk. Simple enough. We're not going into all the details of Chol of Yisrael. We're doing things like as an overview in a nutshell. Along came the Chazon Ish, approximately 100 years ago, and wrote down in his learning, he says, you know what, today that the government ensures that everything is being done right and there's governmental supervision, he says it would make sense to me that governmental supervision is good enough. You don't need a Jew necessarily watching over it. You need to know that it's kosher milk. And the Chazon Ish writes, he thinks that it would make sense to him that you could buy milk based on the governmental supervision and it would be just like Chol of Yisrael. He didn't write it as halacha lemaisa. He wrote, this is what makes sense to me. But he didn't go and write a psak, now everyone should do it. Rav Moshe wrote in his tshuva, he said, the government supervises the manufacturing of milk. You have the FDA. They're watching like hawks. They watch, I mean, if you try to play any hanky-panky, believe me, they have people spying on factories for years, and the owners of the factories don't know. So Rav Moshe said that he thinks that any milk that you buy that has governmental supervision, that's equal to, if you buy milk, that's 100% milk. I mean, if you buy milk, it's like in America, if it says 100% orange juice, so they're not allowed to put in anything but orange juice. There are rules. I don't know the rules. I think if it says 100%, I don't know if it has to say 100% pure or 100% orange juice. There are certain things, you have to know the law, that if it says that, they're not allowed to put anything else in. So if you have milk that you know they didn't put anything in, I don't know if vitamin D milk, they put in vitamin D, I don't know if the vitamin D has to be kosher, I don't know. Today, when you buy milk, so they say it's fortified with this and it's fortified with that, and I don't know what the deal is with any of that. But technically, what Rav Moshe said is that if you buy milk, and legally it has to be only kosher milk, so then you could rely on the government, and when you're relying on it, then you're like, that's Chol of Yisrael. What you're drinking is just like you're drinking Chol of Yisrael. It's not that this is Chol of Akum. it's milk that the government watched, and through the government's watching, it technically is Chalav Yisrael. So that's what Moshe wrote. And Rav Moshe concludes the tshuva, and he says like this: Ayireish Hamayim. If someone is on a very high level, so there is, even though this is a good heter, even though this is something that one can rely on the chatchila and it's not a problem, but if someone's an exceptionally God-fearing person, so there is room to be extra stringent and say that we won't drink this milk, we'll only drink Chalav Yisrael milk. But, Rav Moshe concludes, chalila, God forbid, to be machshiv someone who drinks this milk as a cow. Notice he uses much harsher lashon. He uses very harsh terminology. He says, God forbid that if you see someone who's relying on my leniency, you should consider him a cow, a lenient person. No, it's a good leniency. You could rely on it lechatchila. But if you want to be extra careful, there is room to be more machmir. Now, you have to know the laws. Like we said, when they say vitamin D or fortified or this and that, you have to know what's going on there. I don't know. I mean, it's good chance it's not a problem. I'm just saying we have to check that out. I haven't checked it out. It's a new thing. And you also have to know if you could apply this to Europe. Meaning, I have a big question. I know people do apply to Europe, and kosher agencies apply to Europe. And I don't know if the European governments enforce the laws like America enforces. In America, the FDA is like a powerhouse. I mean, they really, the government supervision is serious. But then we look at the Chazon Ish, and you have to ask yourself, how much were the British really enforcing it when the Chazon Ish wrote it? So you say, but the Chazon Ish didn't write Halacha L'maaseh. So I'm just saying, this is open territory. There's room for discussion. And you have to find a posik to decide. And you see, the kosher agencies seem to hold that European supervision is good enough. So there's definitely good room to rely on it. And our rule here in Machon Meir is, if it's kosher, eat it. Life is difficult enough starting to keep Shabbos and eating kosher and not non-kosher, and eating kosher and waiting between meat and milk. So the rule is, being that it's kosher, eat it. And I don't think any person here should take upon himself the concept of being that Yirei Shamayim. Be Yirei Shamayim and everything else. First make sure that you're not over on Nagiyah, and make sure that you keep Shabbos the way you should, and make sure you keep all the other mitzvahs that are biblical. Nagiyah is biblical. First make sure you keep that. Make sure you're keeping the laws of family purity and respecting your parents and doing A and being honest with your fellow man. There are a lot of biblical mitzvahs that are much harder. And a person has to save his energies to ensure that he's maintaining all the biblical mitzvot way before he worries about this, which is a rabbinic institution, and a person has everything in the world to rely on in being lenient. So 100%, I would say everyone here should enjoy their M&Ms and their Reese's peanut butter cup and whatever else there is that's what they call chalav stam. I don't know why they use that name, but what they call what you're relying on, Rav Moshe's head, to eat it and enjoy.
It's not Chalav Yisrael.
Okay.
But it's
guaranteed
that it's not.
Say that. Fine. But Lamaisa, 100%, you should eat it and enjoy it. It's difficult enough not doing melacha on Shabbos. It's difficult enough all the other things that you have to do. So if you have something that's mutter, enjoy it. Why not? So that's my opinion.